Polls are predicting a tight contest when voters cast their ballots in today's federal by-election in the Sydney electorate of Bennelong. The Turnbull government has a lot riding on the outcome of the vote, which was brought on as a result of the citizenship crisis embroiling the former local member John Alexander. He's being challenged by Labor's high-profile candidate, former New South Wales Premier Christina Keneally. Political reporter Stephen Jedgetts is in the electorate this morning and joins me now. Stephen, what are the polls telling us about who's likely to win the seat today?
Nick, the polls are telling us it's going to be extremely tight. The two latest polls have John Alexander with a nose in front, about 51 to 49. But the reality is that neither party is very confident in those polls. A few reasons for that. One, that the electorate has just been drenched with robocalls over the last couple of weeks. And as a result of that, people are very much sick of hearing from pollsters. So many of them, in fact, a heavy majority, are hanging up. On top of that, there's a large number of different ethnic groups inside Bennelong, a large Chinese and Korean community, and that does present a language barrier to pollsters as well. All of this basically means that the polls, although they are tight, are also somewhat unreliable. Neither party is sure exactly what's going to happen tonight. They say the electorate is increasingly volatile and they will both be watching extremely nervously when those numbers come in.
You mentioned the robocalls. What sort of resources have the two major parties thrown into this by-election?
Look, pretty vast resources, because I guess the stakes are so high. The Labor Party, we're told, has door-knocked some 60,000 houses, 50,000 phone calls put in. The Liberal Party have been relying heavily on robocalls. Some residents have been telling me here that they've been getting three or four calls, or up to three or four calls a night. On top of that, we've seen a steady parade of front benches from both sides of politics wandering into the seat. We've seen massive ads taken out in all of the local press, particularly the Korean and Chinese language press. I went to one paper yesterday, a Korean paper, and pretty much every single page seemed to be covered with double-page splashes advertising the Keneally and the Alexander campaign. So vast resources have been ploughed into this.
High stakes, obviously. Can you remind us what's led to this by-election and what are the potential consequences for the Turnbull government if Labor's challenger gets up today?
The reason we're here is because John Alexander was embroiled in the dual citizenship saga, which has rocked Parliament. There was a risk, he said, in fact, a high likelihood that he'd actually inherited British citizenship from his father by descent. He said he was completely unaware of this, but he said, given it was difficult to establish that, better to formally renounce any claim to British citizenship and go back to the polls. And that's exactly what's happened. But of course, a by-election in a lower house seat was a disaster for the Turnbull government, or could be, because its numbers are so tight. If Ms Keneally does win in Bennelong, the former Labor Premier that Labor's put up as its challenger, Labor's numbers would be boosted to 70, the coalition would fall to 75, and that does mean that Labor, if this happens, it could defeat the government on a vote if it gets the backing of all five crossbenchers. The government would be down to 74 votes to 75, and that's because the Speaker only casts his vote if there's a tie. Now, the coalition wouldn't fall. It could still govern, particularly because Cathy McGowan, the Independents, basically promised to give no support to no confidence motions. But it does mean that its life on the floor of the parliament is much, much more parlous. The Prime Minister's grip on power would loosen and potentially it would allow some coalition MPs, further coalition MPs with dual citizenship questions, to be referred against the government's wishes to the High Court. So the stakes are hugely high. It's also fair to say that this would inevitably reignite speculation within the coalition about the Prime Minister's leadership. Bennelong is the sort of seat they simply can't afford to lose at a general election.
Of course, Stephen, it's always hard to gauge the mood of an electorate of 100,000 people, but what sort of views have you been hearing from voters there on the ground?
Look, the overwhelming sentiment, Nick, is that they're sick and tired of politics and they're fed up with being called every night by politicians. There's certainly no animosity towards John Alexander. He seems to be a pretty well-liked local member, and almost everyone we spoke to yesterday said, oh, they think he's doing a decent enough job. But the Turnbull government itself doesn't seem particularly popular, and neither necessarily does the state Liberal government. And it seems like a number of both local and federal issues are working against the coalition. There's a fair amount of anger about, for example, high congestion rates. There's a feeling that there aren't enough places in schools. Parking, people say, is terrible. All of these issues, of course, or many of them, really come down to the state rather than the federal government. But voters might not be in a mood to discern. They seem to be disposed against the coalition generally. That said, look, a 9% swing is a big one. It will be a mountain for the Labor Party to climb. That might be, in the end, why most people inside both major parties still expect that John Alexander will hang on, but only just.
Political reporter Stephen Jedgett speaking to me there.